Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
Anybody's fine. Folks, where was he going?
That's okay now. You want to tell us what happened, sir?
Come on, Frank. Better get an ambulance, Al.
Right.
Hey, let's get him under that awning over there, out of the rain.
Yeah.
What do you figure?
I don't know.
Come back.
take the gas cap off of the tank. Then I heard the gas go in the tank right in front of the trunk.
That's it.
After the guys put the cap back on the tank, I heard one of the guys say something about stick-up.
Why you were stopped? Did you try to let the gas station attendant know if you were in the trunk?
Oh, sure. And I tried to kick the trunk, but the way they twisted my leg putting me in, I couldn't move. They gagged me, too. Put a big piece of adhesive tape over my mouth. I tried to let the guy know. I just couldn't do it.
You said if you heard one of them say, this is a stick-up.
Yeah. Those were the words you used, too. This is a stick-up.
Why don't you go ahead, sir?
Well, there was some quiet talking after that. I couldn't tell what was going on, and they drove away again.
You have no idea where this gas station was.
Oh. I'm sorry, but I was being bounced around that trunk. My head hurt where they hit me. I know they turned some corners, but I couldn't even guess where the station might be.
That's just what happened there.
Well, same thing. They'd drive for a while and they'd stop. They'd get out of the car, then come back, we'd start to drive again. Well, finally they parked, I waited for them to come back. They didn't. I tried to get the gag off my mouth so I could yell for help. Rubbed my face against the spare tire and got loose. Then I yelled, kicked my feet against the trunk. I just about given up when you found me. I'm sure I was through. It was getting hard to breathe in there.
Mm-hmm. I can imagine.
No, you can't. Until you've been locked in the trunk. Nobody can imagine that. Terrible. Just terrible. Say, have you called me? That's my wife. Have you called her?
No, sir, we haven't.
Oh, she'll be hopping mad. What time is it?
It's 11:45.
Almost 4 hours to get a pound of coffee. She'll be raising the roof. Would you call her? Tell her where I am?
Yes, sir, I'll call her. Want to give me the number?
Madison 3-4656.
Uh-huh.
Tell her you're calling for Henry. Explain what happened.
All right, sir, right away.
Officer.
Yeah?
Be sure to tell her you're a policeman. She'll believe you.
Yeah. Well, I have a couple of questions, sir. I have to fill out this card.
Sure. I hate to ask. Could I have another cup of water?
I'll get it out.
What do you want to know?
Your full name.
Henry J. Hilldale.
H-I-L-L-D-A-L-E?
Uh-huh. All right.
All right, see if you want it.
Thank you. I don't know why I'm so thirsty. Got the trunk, I guess. Got my throat.
Yes. Now, what's your address, Mr. Hilldale?
920 North Lebanon Avenue. Phone number is Madison 34656.
4656.
How old? 48. Be 49 this October.
Mr. Hilldale, you have a way to get home. We'll run him home, Doc.
Oh, what about my car? Can't I take it?
Well, we're going to have to process the fingerprints so we can release it to you in the morning.
You called me?
Yes, sir. I just talked to her.
Where'd she store?
Well, she was a little upset, worried about you.
But you told her about what happened.
Yes, sir. Everything's all right now.
That's good.
Mr. Hilldale.
Yes, Doc.
You can leave now. But I suggest you see your own doctor in the morning just to check up.
Oh, all right. Well, thanks a lot for your trouble. Sure appreciate it.
That's okay. You know, it's this way. All the way down here.
Oh, yeah.
I'll get the button. Same story, huh, Joe?
Yeah. One big trouble.
What's that?
We're hearing it too often.
12:18 p.m. We left Jersey Street Receiving Hospital and drove Mr. Hilldale back to his home. On the way, we asked him for a description, but he was only able to give us a very meager one. We did get enough information from him for our crime report. He told us he'd come in the next day to look through the mug books. We checked into the city hall, got a DI number, and filled out the crime report. We booked the adhesive tape as evidence. The information on the robbery the suspect had pulled that night had come into the office. There had been three of them, and among them was a service station Mr. Hilldale had told us about. At 1:46 a.m., Frank and I signed out of the office and went home to get some sleep. 7:58 a.m., we talked with Captain Didion.
Here's the description we got from the service station, Lieutenant. Want to look at it?
Yeah, thanks. Same guy.
Frank?
Yes, Skipper.
Want to hand me that milk?
Yeah. Here you are.
Stomach straight and pink. This is the 10th kidnapping and 23rd robbery. When are you two going to get off the dime and bring those guys in?
We're doing everything we can, Skipper. You know that.
And it's not enough. I know you guys have been beating your heads against the wall on this thing, but the corner pocket's on my back, and we got to break it.
We've contacted all our informants. We've run down every lead that's turned up. They all go to the same place. No way.
I'm giving the chief every excuse I can. I'm not going to try to sell him anymore. I don't think he'd buy him. The guys who are pulling these jobs are flesh and blood. They eat and sleep. Somebody in town knows them. They're not phantoms. We're finding them. These guys aren't the brainiest ones in the world. If they were, they wouldn't be getting the cars the way they do.
Well, yeah, that figures.
How about the car? Find anything?
I called Leighton Prince. They said the car was dry enough to work on. I couldn't tell if anything was in, so they called back.
Mm-hmm. I've been going over their crime reports. Maybe got an idea.
Yeah.
The way it looks, they picked up the cars in one area, pulled the jobs in the same area. Could be that they live in that area.
Makes sense.
They've been working inside of 30 square blocks. Fig down to Hill, 7th to Pico. You got a description on them. Talked to the desk clerks at every hotel and boarding house in the area. Robbery, did he? Yeah, he's here. See you, Jim.
Thanks, Kevin. This guy. Oh, yeah, Dave. Hmm? You bet. That's the way it goes sometimes.
Galloway says he hasn't heard from you for the past 6 weeks.
That's how long these robberies have been going on. You look awful good for them.
So I maybe skipped town. I was going to report up here. I got a job. Now I'm trying to go straight.
How about the job they got you for now?
I needed a little extra dough. You know, some came up. I read about those jobs in L.A. I figured it might work for me. Thought maybe you'd figure it was the same guy.
Yeah, we do.
Now, you got it all wrong. Sure, you got me nailed for this one, but that's all. I had nothing to do with him in L.A.
Witnesses seem to think otherwise.
I tell you, witnesses are full of cheese. I didn't have anything to do with him. Now, I'm sorry, boys. You got me tagged for a job up here. Nothing else.
How'd you figure that?
Well, how long did you say those jokers been working in L.A.?
About 6 weeks.
Then you got nothing on me.
Huh.
Sure, I haven't left town for a month and a half, and I can prove it.
Jack Webster told us that he's been registered at a hotel on Geary Street for the past month and a half. Further, he said that he's been working in a foundry in South San Francisco for the same period of time. We checked both of the places out and found that he was telling the truth. He was filed on in San Francisco for grand theft auto and kidnapping. Sunday, February 22nd, we arrived back in Los Angeles, took our witnesses to their homes, and checked into the office. We called Captain Didion and found that there had been no new developments in the case. Frank and I went home to get some sleep. Monday morning, 7:45 a.m., we signed into the office. We picked up the flyers and started to canvass the area where we thought the holdup men were living. During the first day, we were able to check out 28 places. Tuesday, the 24th, it started to rain again. At 8:30 a.m., we started to canvass the rest of the hotels, rooming houses, and boarding houses in the area. For 3 days, we talked to the day and the night clerk in each place. We left each of them a flyer with the description of the men and our cards, asking them to call us if anyone answering the description should register at their particular place. For 3 days, it rained. Saturday, February 28th.
Think it'll ever stop, Joe?
It sure is, yes.
Yeah. Looks like the guys we want to drop off the face of the earth, nobody's seen or heard of them. I never realized there were so many hotels in L.A.
Yeah, there's a lot of them.
Well, let's try this one.
All right.
Yeah, something you want?
We're police officers, sir. Here's our ID.
What's that?
Police officers.
Oh, police.
That's right, sir.
Yeah, police. Well, what do you want?
We'd like to know if you got anyone here who answers these descriptions.
Like this, huh?
Yes, sir.
Well, it's kind of hard to say. If you had a picture of them, it might help.
I'm sorry, sir. We don't have a picture, just that description.
See, it could be the fellas in 4-8. They still fit what it says here. Yeah, I bet it's them. I knew we should have called you fellas about.
Sir?
See, the day before yesterday, anyway, she's the girl, you know, cleans up. She's taking care of the room. She said that she opened the closet. She saw a gun laying on the shelf. You know, right out in the open.
Did you report that to police?
Huh? What'd you say?
Did you report it to the police?
Oh, no. No, I didn't. You see, I figured that, you know, live and let live. As long as it didn't cause any trouble, I wasn't about to cause any. Me and me talked about whether we should let you know, but then we decided against it. I didn't see none, we should have.
What did you tell us when you saw them last, sir?
Oh, well, a couple of hours ago.
They registered here?
Yeah, and it's Scott and Ed Willis. They're up in room 4-8. Ain't there now, though. Well, I'll be darned if she ain't there. Well, I guess you're upset. I must have given the key and didn't remember.
That's room 408, she said.
What'd she say?
I said that's room 408.
Oh, yeah, that's right. 408, 4th floor. They're up there now.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah. Hey, what are you wanted for? The dangerous criminals?
Well, we don't know, sir.
Well, be careful, you know. We wouldn't want anything to happen.
Yes, sir. Here, I'll get the button. All right. What do you figure, Joe?
I don't know. Hope there are boys. Come on, elevator.
Stupid, I told him 100 times.
Stand still. You told him what?
We should have left. Get out of the closet, town. And this time we'll never get out him and his big ideas. Smart guy, old Ed, the big brain. Try to tell him.
Yeah, well, maybe you'll make it this time. You'll have a lot of time to convince him. The story you have just heard was true. The names were changed to protect the innocent. On 17th, trial was held in Superior Court, Department 87, City and County of Los Angeles, State of California. In a moment, the results of that trial. Andrew J. Scott and Edward F. Winters were tried and convicted on 12 counts of robbery in the first degree and 10 counts of kidnapping for the purposes of robbery. They are now serving their terms in the state penitentiary. A hold has been placed on them in the event of parole by the state of Arkansas. First-degree robbery is punishable by imprisonment in the state penitentiary for from 5 years to life for each count. In the case of Scott and Winters, these sentences are to run consecutively.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.